All right, it is time for Mayor On Air, and joining us this morning to answer your questions and to bring us up to date with everything at the West Coast Council level, it's good morning to our Mayor, Shane Pitt. Good morning, sir. Happy New Year and welcome back.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Cameron, and yeah, good to be back.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, now listen, I saw on the council's website that the spray tunnel in Zion is closed pending safety inspection. Is this an annual inspection or is there an actual issue?
No, it's a possible defect that was identified during an inspection. So,
okay.
Yeah, which is good to see that we're doing our inspections and make sure that we keep on top of making sure the spray tunnel is in good condition for people to venture through there. Yeah, so further investigations are ongoing with regard to that, and council will advertise when that's reopened.
Okay, now you're quick on the buzzer there, so well done in relation to that. So we can enjoy it as soon as possible as the issue is rectified.
Yeah, I guess that's the reason why we do these inspections.
Yes.
To pick them up before something does happen that causes a little bit more grief.
That's true. Okay, now do we have an update from State Growth on the Yolanda River landslip area and when further work will be undertaken?
Yes, yeah, so State Growth have advised us that they're still working with their consultants with regard to that, and they should be making a media release in approximately 2 weeks' time with regard to that. But if people want to make contact with State Roads, getting some more information, just call 1300 139 933, and they should be able to assist people with their questions.
Yeah. I know a number of people have actually spoken to me in the last 3 months personally saying that they have a solution and what needs to be done. I guess people can get in touch with State Growth in relation to that as well.
Yeah, they can. I think, you know, that's the thing that governments need to start asking people in the community, you know, local people,
yes,
have got some good ideas, and a lot of people that work in this area are from the mining industry that do work around some of these issues in everyday life, and, you know, we can see what they've done up on Gormanston Hill to rectify the issues up there, and maybe that's something they need to investigate for this issue as well. So, yeah, there's plenty of knowledge out there here on the West Coast that they should be branching into and trying to get some local knowledge around that solution.
Yeah, let's hope it's soon, because obviously we want to have two lanes around the Yolanda River area, don't we?
We do, we do. Yep. It is a bit of an inconvenience,
yes,
especially if there's a fair lineup of cars that get stuck at the traffic lights. So,
yeah, that's right. Now, talking of roads again, what's the latest on the roadworks on the Granville Harbour Road?
Yes, yeah, so roadworks there are on schedule, and the sealing of that should commence on about the 11th of February until the 17th. And that, of course, depends on the weather, but if we continue on the weather that we're getting at the moment, that shouldn't take too long to complete.
No, it's fantastic. I mean, the Granville Harbour area is such a popular area too. It's a beautiful part of the West Coast. And, yeah, I think it's fantastic news that they're looking to seal it.
Yeah, no, it's something which we've earmarked to do over a few years now, to get the Granville Harbour Road sealed. And I guess then we'll start on Trial Harbour Road and Macquarie Heads Road as well, as the other two roads that gravel roads that we need to earmark to get sealed as well over the coming years.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Well, we look forward to that. All right, now, of course, we've got the council's monthly meeting coming up, but COVID has reared its ugly head, as we're all aware of, so there'll be some changes in relation to that.
Yeah, so we've decided that we'll close the meeting to the public for public question time, but, of course, people are still able to submit questions by writing to the council or to their councillors, who will ask the questions on their behalf, and then the answers will be fed back to the public. But yeah, it's more or less trying to keep the councillors and staff safe and of course the community, because we don't COVID. We want to try and nip it in the bud as best we can, and we're going back to back in 2019 when we first started COVID, that we closed our meetings to the public, and we've seen that our public question time, we haven't had a lot of people turn up at our meetings, and we've had more people coming online. So I think people will probably realise that being online as well does give them an option now. So,
yeah.
And the streaming. So but also people need to remember that councillors are there for them to ask questions. So please utilise the councillors, and if they've got an issue, give the councillors a call and get them to ask the question.
Yep, absolutely. I think that's very important that people need not be afraid to ask questions. It is important. And sometimes you need to be informed of an issue, so it helps you guys as much as it helps those who are asking the question.
Yeah, of course. Yep. Yeah. And even emails. We're quite often, councillors and myself get emails from the public with regard to different questions, and we attempt to get the answers for them as quickly as possible, and then feed it back through email or as question time during the council meetings.
Mm. Okay, now council is now seeking input from the community to help guide priorities and projects to be included in the 2022-23 annual plan and budget.
Yeah, so that's something which we do every year, is to get some input from the public with regard to the annual plan for the upcoming year. So hopefully people will get on board and come up with some ideas that they may want to see put into the next year's budget.
So they can have their say online. That's right on the website.
Yeah. Yep. Yes,
they
do. Yep.
Okay.
And again, if they want to, they can always send an email in as well.
Yes.
So there's the options are there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Just a reminder about the third rates instalment. It's now due.
Yes, that's due on the 28th of January. So, as normal, payments can be made through the office agencies or B Point or B Pay. So, I understand that, the offices, we've got that closed, and people need to utilise the intercom, and staff will come out, which is a little bit of a... makes things a little bit harder, but of course they're there to assist wherever they can.
All right. Now, unfortunately, we've still got an ongoing issue around the communities with roaming dogs.
Yeah, so that is a bit of an issue, and hopefully that our compliance people will get on top of that as soon as they can. So there has been a number of loose dogs entering properties, and in some cases harassing other pets and people, reported over the last few weeks. So please remember, not only secure your pet, but register a microchip your dog.
Yes.
So they can be, you can be contacted if your animal becomes roaming, and before it gets transported to the Burnie dog home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Tell us about your regional training then.
Yeah, so that's ongoing. It's a bit of a... it was established by the state government and West Coast Council, the Regional Training Fund, just to assist locals, people and local employers to get training that's needed in their workforce. So that's there to be tapped into, so... If anyone's interested, they contact the Economic Development Officer at the Council. Yeah.
Okay. Now, another request here for community feedback and comments about the West Coast Council's footpath management plan.
Yeah, so that's been out now for a little while. It's something which it was brought to Council about our footpath plan recently, and then we said, well, we want to take it out to the community before any decision is made with regard to this, because there is plans that were identified as approximately 780,000 additional capital funding. So to do that, it's a fairly lengthy time frame if we were to do it in under our existing budget for capital. Or the other thing was that we could had to put the rates up, and it was a 15% rate rise that would have to be looked at to cover that $780,000 of additional capital funding. So we thought, well, this needs to go out to the community so they've got a bit of a say in how they think that we should be attacking this to get our footpaths back up to where they need to be. You know, we've got a few ideas that we're thinking that we can apply for grant funding for some of this, but we'd like the community to also have some feedback into this. We've recently, with our bridge program, there's a bit of an upcry in the community at that stage. We thought, well, this gives the community a chance to have some input before any decisions are made.
Yep. Absolutely. All right, we'll go back to COVID-19 now. Details, Business Impact Support Program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there is a Business Impact Support Program which has been established to support local and Tasmanian businesses. So, that's by the state government. So please, if anyone is, any business out there are impacted by COVID-19, please get onto the government websites and find out about that and utilise that funding that is available.
Okay, now COVID clinics, we've had quite a few of them. There's some on next week as well, so it's been all go as far as that's concerned.
It is. And so mobile clinics will be happening on the West Coast again. So Tuesday the 25th of January, 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Queenstown Community Hub. And then Tuesday the 25th of January also at between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. at the Rosebery Neighbourhood House. So if anyone's interested, they need to book the Queenstown Community Hub on 64951532, and then Jane will help me out there to get registered for the mobile COVID clinic.
And I've noticed as well that the Royal Flying Doctors Service got their vaccination bus heading their way in February as well, which is good news.
Yeah, no, that's good news, and that is worthwhile organisation with Flying Doctors there, certainly doing some good things here on the West Coast with not only the COVID bus but also the dental bus that comes in.
Yes.
No,
it's great to hear. Great to hear that we do have these people and services coming down here on a regular basis. It's fantastic. Now, you've got a swimming pool event coming up on the 29th of January.
Yes, Cameron, yes. Exciting. The Queenstown Swimming Pool turned 50 on the 50th anniversary on the 29th of January. And a couple of people have asked me what this council were going to do anything. So I've decided we probably should have some sort of recognition of the day. So going to hold a barbecue at the pool. Hopefully the Lions Club will participate in running a free barbecue for people for the day, and then we'll have a cake cutting ceremony in early afternoon for that event. So if people want to get along to the pool on that day, so that'll be free of charge for the barbecue. And it'd be a good day, and hopefully the weather's okay. And the only thing that may stop it is if there is inclement weather, or if we do have a COVID outbreak. Hopefully that never happens, but if we do, we'll have to shut the pool
That's right. I hope you get for a nice hot day as well that day too. Any excuse to get in the pool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Mayor Shane Pitt. Good to talk to you. And we'll catch up with you next time.
Okay. Thanks, Cameron.
Good on you. And, of course, don't forget, submit questions to the councillors for the council meeting. Please don't hesitate to let us know if you have a question for the Mayor or the West Coast General Manager for Mayor on Air. To submit, all you have to do is send me an email to studio@7xs.com.au, or you can submit it via our website as well. But that's a wrap from the council for this week. 7XS.